Track 32.
John Getnick is with us in the studio tonight to talk about the origins of the game chess. Welcome, John.
Thank you. I'm sure you're all familiar with the wonderful game of chess, but have you ever stopped to think where it came from and when? Well, we believe the game dates back to before AD 600 and was first played in either Afghanistan or what is now northern India. The oldest written references that we have to chess date from then, but there are claims that chess existed earlier than this. We think the version played by Europeans and Americans today travelled through Iran to the main commercial centres of Europe by the year 1000. The game was then taken to Scandinavia by the seafaring Vikings, so by the 1400s chess was played throughout Europe. There are quite a few variations to the game found in other parts of the world. For instance, one variation called shogi is played in Japan. Another variation is played in China. One person whose name stands out in the history of chess is the chess master Howard Staunton. Staunton lived in England in the mid-1800s and gave his name to the chess pieces that are still used in competitions all over the world today and are, in fact, synonymous with the game. Other shapes and sizes exist, but these are by far the most common. Interestingly enough, however, the idea of chess competitions is relatively recent when we consider how long the game has been in existence. The first championship was played in 1866 in London and was won by a man from Bohemia called Steinitz. He was, in effect, the world's first official champion, and he held the title until 1894 when he was beaten by a German called Emanuel Lasker, who in turn lost the title in 1921 to a Cuban called Capablanca. Many people today consider Capablanca as one of the top three players ever to live. His game influenced many who followed him, and keen professional players today still study his game.